Probably the best solution, at least the best Perry could devise, was to leave the stuff with Jesus. The Jesus he had in mind tended bar in a cafe across the street from the hotel, and was, Perry thought, muy simpático. Definitely someone he could trust to return the boxes on demand. He intended to send for them as soon as he had a fixed address. Still, there were some things too precious to chance losing, so while the lovers drowsed and time dawdled on toward 2 p.m., Perry looked through old letters, photographs, clippings, and selected from them those mementos he meant to take with him. Among them was a badly typed composition entitled A History of My Boy's Life. The author of this manuscript was Perry's father, who, in an effort to help his son obtain a parole from Kansas State Penitentiary, had written it the previous December and mailed it to the Kansas State Parole Board. It was a document that Perry had read at least 100 times, never with indifference. Childhood. Be glad to tell you, as I see it, both good and bad. Yes, Perry Berth was normal. Healthy? Yes. Yes, I was able to care for him properly until my wife turned out to be a disgraceful drunkard when my children were at school age. Happy disposition? Yes and no. Very serious. If mistreated, he never forgets. I also keep my promises and make him do so. My wife was different. We lived in the country. We are all truly outdoor people. I taught my children the golden rule. Live and let live, and in many cases my children would tell on each other when doing wrong, and the guilty one would always admit and come forward, willing for a spanking, and promise to be good, and always done their work quickly and willing so they could be free to play. Always washed themselves first thing in the morning, dress in clean clothes. I was very strict about that. And wrongdoings to others. And if wrong was done to them by other kids, I made them quit playing with them. Our children were no trouble to us as long as we were together. It all started when my wife wanted to go to the city and live a wild life, and ran away to do so. I let her go and said goodbye as she took the car and left me behind. This was during Depression. My children all cried at the top of their voices. She only cussed them, saying they would run away to come to me later. She got mad and then said she would turn the children to hate me, which she did, all but Perry. For the love of my children, after several months, I went to find them, located them in San Francisco, my wife not knowing. I tried to see them in school. My wife had given orders to the teacher not to let me see them. However, I managed to see them while playing in the schoolyard and was surprised when they told me, "Mama told us not to talk to you." All but Perry. He was different. He put his arms around me and wanted to run away with me right then. I told him no. But right after school was out, he ran away to my lawyer's office, Mr. Renzo Turco. I took my boy back to his mother and left the city. Perry later told me his mother told him to find a new home.